Forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly cloudy this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 83. East winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 66. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 88. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 81.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Two 18-year-old students out of Wichita, Kansas, were arrested last week in connection to an undercover operation that involved the delivery of a package containing nearly 20,000 counterfeit oxycodone M30 pills that were suspected of containing fentanyl. KWCH News reports that according to law enforcement, the estimated street value of the pills were as high as $200,000. The investigation was headed up by the Butler County Sheriff's Office. As they say, the package containing the pills was delivered to an address in El Dorado, Kansas, where law enforcement ended up chasing a vehicle that left the home down onto the Kansas Turnpike, where an individual threw the package out the window, causing it to break open on the highway. The female driver, 18-year-old Jordan Cooper of Wichita, along with the male passenger, 18-year-old Kavant Horton of Wichita, were booked into the Butler County Detention Facility on charges related to possession of the pills, as well as a pursuit from law enforcement. The investigation is still ongoing. Mid-America Network News. The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting, harvesting, trading commodities, and the latest from the Ponderosa. It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance plans. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction.
Seven-year-old Richard Smith III of Shawnee, Kansas, has been sentenced to 2 years in prison in order to pay just over $20,000 in restitution to victims during a sentencing that happened in federal court on Thursday last week. As Cake News reports, the guilty plea happened back on July 27th of 2022 to one count of receiving misbranded drugs, including unapproved Botox, and had delivered them to pay with the intent to defraud or mislead, along with one count of receiving unadulterated services and delivering them to pay with the intent to defraud or mislead. Smith had owned and operated the Tap and Blade out of Kansas City that was a medical spa offering medical services such as injections of prescription drugs, including Botox, as well as cosmetic services. According to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, they began their investigation on Tap and Blade after information had surfaced regarding injuries of multiple patients at the spa. During the investigation, they found that rather than attending any training courses on how to properly administer some of the products, Smith had practiced injections on honeydew fruit, fake heads, and fake skins.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. A program hosted by the University of Nebraska has moved their lemonade stand program for children from the university to the Kearney Area Children's Museum, as it's been running throughout the last week, teaching fourth and fifth graders the value of entrepreneurship skills and teaching them about marketing and customer service to set them up for the future.
For the Children's Museum to have that program for them to come to and, like, learn is super important, so they learn the skills that it need that it takes to own their own business and to have good customer service.
That was Emma Keller, the summer program lead at KACM on KSMB Local Channel 4, where they say that the fourth and fifth graders get their own hands-on activities along with reintroducing them to what the museum has to offer. They say they also get to learn about other entrepreneurs across the state of Nebraska and across the nation and find ways on how they were successful.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Looking to get mowing in a new Hustler Zero Turn immediately? Countryside Motors in Wellington has a great selection of new Hustlers. 72-inch Super Z, a 54-inch Fast Track, or a 42-inch Raptor. We have hundreds of mowers in stock in Wellington. 0% financing available or take advantage of cash discounts. Countryside Motors in Wellington. We've got the best mowers on the market. Just a short drive down 35. Shop online at countrysidemotors.net. Make the move to Countryside Motors in Wellington. We have what moves you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners further discussed financing for a jail project and will reach out to local communities asking they consider an interlocal agreement, which would be needed by mid-August if a jail funding option were to be placed on the November ballot. A contingent purchase of a notice property east across the street from the current jail was approved at a previous meeting. An interlocal agreement would allow proceeds of a sales tax to be retained by the county for the project. A potential half-cent sales tax has been mentioned as an alternative to a lease purchase arrangement, which was denied by voters after a petition ballot last fall for a new jail in East Marysville. The bridge project was approved for $248,000 for a new structure on Deer Trail Road this year. Planning toward a potential countywide ambulance service in Washington County could push implementation of the project out to 2025. During budget discussions, the auditor advised funding could not be included until such time as a levy is established. Commissioners should also advise existing operations of intentions so they could budget accordingly. The director would then be contracted with several months likely before starting service. $180,000 is budgeted for ambulance operations in 2024, with $173,000 in 2023 divided among Washington, Lynn, and Clifton. Hanover now operates under the Washington license. A levy would require advance publication and allow a protest period. Commissioners have mentioned a combination sales and property tax levy, although no action has been taken as yet. Nemaw County Commissioners will hold a public hearing Wednesday evening in Seneca, another Thursday afternoon in Sabetha regarding a comprehensive plan for the county. A review of the draft is available online at the Nemaw County website and from the county clerk's office. Public comment will be heard again Wednesday evening, 6 until 8, at the Community Building in Seneca. Written comments may be submitted at the courthouse prior to the meeting as well. Gage County Sheriff's Office advises of a scam with several citizens reporting they've received phone calls from a suspect claiming to be a Gage County deputy, advising they have an arrest warrant. They are reported using an active duty deputy's name and may also have personal information on the victim. Do not make payments to the suspect and report to proper authorities the incident as quickly as possible. City of Washington plans to replace a damaged emergency power pole Monday evening, July 17th, 5 until 8 p.m., which will require a power outage that will affect a majority of the downtown business district, the Washington County Hospital, a portion of services along U.S. 36 Highway, and several adjacent blocks of residential service. A map and description of the areas affected can be found on the city Facebook page. Again, a planned power outage Monday evening, 5 until 8 p.m. for the city of Washington. Marshall County Fair continues in Blue Rapids Monday and Tuesday. We'll continue our live reports late afternoon into the early evening hours. Round Robin Monday evening begins at 5 with a petting zoo and pony rides as well. An outdoor movie Secretary will show at dark. Livestock judging contest is Tuesday, 10 a.m. The 4-H Fashion Review and Cake Auction begin at 4. Fair Supper serves at 5, catered by Ricky's Cafe, and is open to the public. The livestock auction this year begins at 6:30 Tuesday evening. Lula P. Stunkel, age 97, of Lynn, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church. Burial in the church cemetery. With Award Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Lula Stunkel.
Frank L. Feldhausen, age 84 of Bremen, passed away Friday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Emanuel Hermansburg Lutheran Church, rural Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Monday, 1 until 9. Family will receive friends Monday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Frank Feldhausen. Laura L. Binder, age 104 of Pawnee City, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Pawnee City. Interment in the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Laura Binder. Verda E. Drinkern, age 89 of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Marysville. Burial in the Hermansburg Cemetery, rural Bremen. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday, 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Verda Drinkern. John H. Jack Cooney, age 69, of Lincoln, passed away Friday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. with a rosary at 9:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Lincoln. Private family burial at a later date. Kinsley's of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Jack Cooney. David A. Bridges, age 82 of Washington, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Augustine Catholic Church, with burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Rosary Friday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Friday, noon until 5, at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington, in charge of arrangements for David Bridges. Gerald R. Cherry Harry, age 80 of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service will be held July 29th at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, with a graveside military service at Beatty Union Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Gerald Jerry Harry.
It's that time of year. Hey, Blue Valley customers, come see us this summer at one of the county fairs to pick up your customer appreciation coupons for the 4-H food stands. Help us celebrate another year of keeping our communities connected and how much we appreciate the opportunity to serve you. Find the full schedule at bluevalley.net/summer.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A slight chance for some rain showers early on today, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid-80s and mid-90s. Some scattered showers possible overnight, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. More showers are possible early on Tuesday, otherwise sunshine with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 100s. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Partly cloudy skies throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the lower 60s and lower 70s. Sunshine as we head into Wednesday with our highs in the upper 80s and mid-90s, before a slight chance for some scattered showers throughout Wednesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Scattered showers do continue into Thursday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s. And more rain may continue throughout Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Cooler as we head into Friday, some rain in the morning, then sunshine with our highs in the lower to mid-80s. And partly cloudy Friday night with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-July, 91. Record high on this date, 114. The average low, 70, and the record low, 52. Sunset this evening, 8:52. Sunrise in the morning at 6:14. We had about 2 3/4 inches between two rounds of showers Sunday morning. Short of 2 inches on the first round, 75 inches on the second round here at studios in Marysville.
Wine, vinegar, overripe fruit, anything fermented is a sure magnet for fruit flies. We will offer some advice for dealing with those unwanted house guests on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits. benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, July 17th. It is the 198th day of the year. Actor David Hasselhoff has a birthday, and on this day in 1955, Disneyland opened in Anaheim, California. Overripe fruit, spilled fruit juice, beer, or wine, they're all magnets for fruit flies. Here's how to get rid of an infestation of those harmless but nonetheless annoying gnat-like insects. Fill a small container about two-thirds full of cider vinegar and add a drop of dish soap. Cover the container with plastic wrap and hold it in place with a rubber band. Poke several holes in the plastic wrap. The vinegar will draw the flies into your trap. Meanwhile, the dish soap reduces the surface tension of the liquid and they'll sink to the bottom. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
This is Susie Latta with K-State Research and Extension here in Marshall County. We really hope all of you come down to the Marshall County Fair July 13th through the 18th down in Blue Rapids. Hope to see you there so you can celebrate these accomplishments of these awesome 4-H'ers from all over Marshall County.
When you're raising cattle, you're running a business. And the path to a profit isn't always clear. Our ag specialists have expertise in all aspects of raising livestock. So when you need help keeping your cattle on the right path and could use some financial perspective, talk to us. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
My name is Adela Krause with the Bremen Huskers 4-H Club. I have been in 4-H for 5 years. This year for the fair, I am showing pig. My favorite part of the fair is walking my pigs.
My name is Ethan Steinfort with the Wide Awake 4-H Club. I have been in 4-H for 3 years. For the fair, I'm showing sheep. My favorite part about the fair is probably just going in the ring and just working with my sheep. I hope to see everyone at the Marshall County Fair on July 13th through the 18th.
With text order options, competitive daily pricing, and no rat requirements, Kramer Oil has everything to make your next propane or fuel order a breeze. This is Chad Kramer. Our goal at Kramer Oil is to deliver dependable, reliable products to your home or business at the best value and with the best customer service around. Visit us online at KramerOil.com and see how we can serve you. The Kramer family, proudly serving your family since 1976.
JD Construction wants to make your dream home a reality. Whether you want to build a custom home, remodel your current home, or add a deck or patio, JD Construction can handle all your residential construction needs. They are also experts when it comes to agriculture and residential buildings. For small or large projects, consider a custom building from JD Construction. They'll give you high-quality work while staying on schedule and budget. Contact Jared Smith at 785-353-2313 today. From start to finish, it's JD Construction.
Hi, my name is Ellie Bussinger with the Axel Busy Bees 4-H Club. I have been in 4-H for 4 years. This year for the fair, I am showing arts and crafts. My favorite part of the fair is getting to find out what your ribbon is.
Hi, my name is Jacob Krause with the Bremen Huskler 4-H Club. I have been in 4-H for 5 years. This year for the fair, I am showing pigs, and my favorite part of the fair is walking my pigs.
Hanover Hospital is your hospital close to home, where your friends and neighbors provide high-quality, family-friendly, state-of-the-art health care for you and your family. Featuring holistic pain management with local personalized treatment, as well as cardiac, imaging and radiology, lab and therapy services, and emergency room facilities, all at Hanover Hospital. Hanover Hospital and the Warren Clinic are offering free sports and school physicals. Call today to schedule your appointment.
Not everyone can become a Lennox dealer, so you'll be glad to know when you buy a Lennox from Hanover Electric Incorporated, you not only get the best products in the business, you also get a traditional experience in making sure your home is as comfortable as it can be. Because every independent Lennox dealer must pass the Lennox Quality Dealer Standards Program, the toughest test in the industry, and what it means is you get a dealer you could always count on. Lennox, one less thing to worry about.
The O's stay hot. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Baseball's current hottest team, the Baltimore Orioles, took a 7-game winning streak into Sunday's tilt with the visiting Marlins. Bottom one, O's already up 1-0 with a man on for Anthony Santander.
Okered ahead, one strike. Fly ball, center field, backing up. Myers going back, it's gone!
The call on WBAL, the Orioles nearly blew a 5-0 lead but held on for a 5-4 win. Braves White Sox in Atlanta, top two, scoreless, one on for Burger Time.
The 2-1. Burger cranks one in the air. Deep center. It is gone. And the Sox had the lead.
The call on WMVP. White Sox drubbed the Braves 8-1. The Bravos' first series loss in over a month. The Brewers going for the sweep at Cincinnati. Milwaukee tied the game at 3 in the top of the 8th. Later in the frame, they look to take the lead.
Diaz, the 2-2 pitch, and this is looped into right field. It's going to drop. Taylor's around third. Here's the throw. It's not in time. And the Brewers take a 4-3 lead.
The call on WTMJ. Andrew Monasterio putting on the hero's cape for the Brew crew as they hold on to edge the Reds 4-3 and take a 2-game lead in the NL Central. In Texas, Rangers, Guardians, bottom eight, rally time.
So here's Josh Young now with the infield in. He swings, drives one into left, the base hit. Lowe scores, Adolis around third, and the Rangers lead 6-5.
The call on 105.3, the Fan, Texas erupting for 4 runs to overhaul the Indians 6-5. The Mets beat the NL West leading Dodgers 2-1 in 10. Royals doubled up the Rays 8-4. Astros rally past the Angels 9-8. In a thriller at Wimbledon, Spaniard Carlos Alcaraz notched his second Grand Slam in less than a year, donning Novak Djokovic in 5 sets. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sport.
Marysville Junior Legion baseball team advances to the state tournament in El Dorado beginning Wednesday. The juniors secured a bid with an 11-1 semifinal decision over Seneca in 5 innings Friday, and then a 9-6 win over the Kansas Senators of Topeka in the final Saturday to claim the zone championship. Marysville Junior Legion will take a 28-2 record as top seed in the state's A division, facing Seneca in first-round play Wednesday at 10:30. El Dorado, Garnett, Pittsburgh, Ottawa, Kansas Senators, and Grape Men round out the field. Kansas Golf Coaches Association names Washington County's Connor Gepner and Carson Kern second-team All-State, with Grayson Vatipka honorable mention.
Since 1976, Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions has been your farm and home marketing team. Let the experienced family team of Tom and Rob Olmsted and brother-in-law Tom Kirkland guide you when buying or selling a home or farmland. Delivering timely, honest, and professional guidance, visit olmstedrealestate.com to view current listings and auctions. Your farm and home marketing team is Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Tension in Marysville is a leading national manufacturer and marketer of custom envelope products. Great career opportunities include operations, sales, customer service, accounting, tech, and administrative support. Go online to tensioncorp.com for the careers tab for more details on currently available opportunities. And apply today with Tension Corporation in Marysville, an equal opportunity employer.
Summers are filled with picnics and barbecues that often include watermelon. You may have enjoyed eating this summer treat, but struggled to politely dispense of the seeds. Seedless watermelons have eliminated this problem, and varieties like the All-America Selections winner, Harvest Moon, can be grown in your own garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. You may be wondering how they can grow seedless watermelons if they don't produce seed. Seedless watermelons are the result of crossing complex hybrids. The seed from these crosses are used to grow seedless watermelons. You'll need to maintain warm, moist soil to germinate the seeds. Keep soil and young seedlings warm by covering plantings with floating row covers or cloches. And if you prefer the seedy varieties, try collecting and sprouting the seeds. Sprouted watermelon seeds are a good source of protein, B vitamins, minerals, and fat. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with Organic PlantSkin Animal Repellent. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. PlantSkin uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere before taking a bite out of your plants. It doesn't harm animals, but is effective against deer, rabbits, bulls, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. PlantSkin is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications are needed. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
Keep cool all summer long with 11% off everything at Menards. Check out our great selection of fans and air conditioners. Pick up a Denali Air 8000 BTU window air conditioner. It features an easy-to-read LED display and three fan settings. It's perfect for keeping smaller spaces cool. Get one now for just $199.97 after 11% rebate at Menards. Good through July 23rd. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Doctors may be called upon to help people in all kinds of situations, but the request at Wallace, Kansas was a bit unusual. There was something sticking out of the ground, but no one knew for sure what it was. The doctor's discovery made headlines across the nation. The feature is this edition of the American Countryside.
Why do you listen?
It's just nice to have local.
I listen from 8 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock at night.
I just want to stay informed while I'm on the go.
It keeps me up to date with everything going on in the world.
When you put the lights on in the barn, the radio went on.
It moves pretty quick so I can get the message and get on with my day.
Oh, listen in the barn, skid loader, tractor, and just about anywhere you can.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
As Jane Humphrey Pierce shares from the Fort Wallace Museum in Wallace, Kansas, the post-surgeon here from 1866 to 1868 is perhaps better known for something outside of the field of medicine.
His name was Theophilus Turner. He was a handsome young man, about 27 years old, took good care of his soldiers. He was a very good doctor.
But in 1867, the young doctor became involved in another quite interesting story.
He was told of the bones of an ancient creature that were sticking out from a butte.
It turned out to be a plesiosaur. You can see it here at the site, but the doctor and a friend dug up the bones in the winter of 1867-68.
And sent them on to the noted paleontologist named Edward Drinker Cope at the Philadelphia Academy of Sciences.
Soon word arrived, the bones were quite a find.
Dr. Cope took those bones and put them all together and said that this is a new species called an Elasmosaurus platyrus, about a 40-foot creature with a long, long tail and a short neck.
But there was a problem.
He made a major error when he published this new discovery. He put the head on the wrong end, and it was published that way, and he was humiliated, and this led to a worrying thing between paleontologists called the Fossil Wars of the 1870s.
They have the story correct here today.
This would have been a swimming plesiosaur with a long neck and a smaller head to eat fish.
This area has produced many such fossils, and you can see the doctor's big discovery here at the museum. Traveling the countryside in Wallace, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
of your goods and services can make or break the farm. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Sound inventory methods will save you time and money in the long run as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Successful farm operation will have a smooth operating inventory system. This includes goods on hand, but it can also include the costs involved with storage space, handling, and risk and service. It's a balancing act to zero in on the most efficient and profitable amount of inventory to operate with. John Wodehouse is an extension educator at Penn State University and says inventory is a critical component of the balance sheet because it has a value.
So therefore, it is important to count it and to assign it a value, and to organize it. So how do we do that? We organize our goods. And goods are any farm product intended for sale. It could be vegetables. It could be hanging baskets. It could be your growing crops, not yet harvested. It could be seeds not yet planted or in inventory. They have a different value than the planted seeds in the field that has yieldable fruit.
Unless you have a mind like a steel trap, you'll need a way to keep track of it all. One of the most popular software systems for managing inventory is QuickBooks, but there are others as well. He explains why you should invest the time and money in a computer program.
What I have found in my research is that inventory is complex and it's way too much for us to remember. That's point blank. And there are so many steps to integrate your inventory value, your ordering process, your pipeline and supply chain management to do it all by memory. But I think the biggest thing that I learned is that inventory trends and benchmarks are relatively simple to see in some of these different apps and softwares.
Effective inventory management can take a lot of work. Define your goals and use an organized planning approach to meet them. Learn more about inventory management at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head. A gold.
When my kids were learning to walk, they could barely stand up straight. Now I can't keep up with them. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Just like those first baby steps, you can start small when you're first building your financial strategy. You might begin by creating a budget or maybe devise a savings plan, even educating yourself about investing. Regardless of where you start, focus on the fundamentals. And remember, incorporating your faith from the beginning will help you maintain balance and perspective as you go. And just like a toddler stumbles and falls when they're learning to walk, those setbacks and challenges are a natural part of your financial journey. If you overspend 1 month and encounter an unexpected expense, remember, it happens. You'll have greater likelihood of success if you stay patient and persistent. Working with a financial professional can also help you maintain balance and provide support if you stumble. You won't go sprinting overnight, but with time and effort, you'll develop the skills and habits needed to overcome obstacles and achieve your financial goals.
Agriculture and Artificial Intelligence, the first in a week-long series today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. If artificial intelligence is going to be a thing as we move forward, why would it not affect food and agriculture? Raj Khosla is pretty sure it will. He heads the agronomy department at Kansas State University.
With the USDA Agriculture Innovation Agenda, it calls for increasing our crop production by 40% from the levels of 2020 by the time we go to 2050. I think that's attainable because we have a history of doing that, but it says that while we work towards increasing our production, we increase our environmental footprint by 50% from where we were in 2020. Now, how would you do that?
The answer is you'd try not to do that. Khosla thinks that AI could be involved.
In my analysis, this is where precision agriculture or digital agriculture or predictive agriculture or artificial intelligence agriculture has a very major role, because it can allow us to finally incorporate the right input at the right time, place, amount, and in the right manner, because there is very little to no room for making error.
Precision agriculture generates much data, and Khosla suggests that AI is going to be the most efficient way to convert that data into desired outcomes in crop production. More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Sapp Brothers Petroleum knows it's been great weather out, and that means it's time for fairs. You don't want to sit at home missing out on the excitement when you could be enjoying a county fair. Be safe and have fun. From Sapp Brothers Petroleum, refined fuel and propane service by good neighbors for good neighbors. Helena Agri Enterprises invites everyone out to all of the area county fairs. Take a moment to look at and support all the exhibits and displays that the area 4-H'ers have up for viewing and judging. From Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, people, products, knowledge greatly values their patron support. Thank you.
Here's a look at your ag news on this Monday, July the 17th, for the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. A new campaign promotes the importance of the Farm Bill to all Americans. Mike McClemens has more.
The American Farm Bureau Federation led the creation of Farm Bill for America's Families, a campaign to highlight the broad reach of the Farm Bill. AFBF President Zippy Duvall says the high-level campaign includes several messages to Congress.
We want to see a 2023 Farm Bill before the end of the year and ensure that it has enough resources to write a meaningful Farm Bill, including strong risk management programs. We want to promote food security by ensuring a strong food supply and also by supporting nutrition programs for those facing hunger. And we want to support job creation. The Farm Bill is a jobs bill. And we want to invest in ag research and conservation.
More than 20 diverse farm and agriculture, environmental, and conservation organizations are included in the effort.
The Farm Bill impacts every American, yet 70% say that they know very little about it. That's why AFBF took the lead to build a diverse coalition of environmental and conservation advocates, food security and anti-hunger advocates, foresters, and ag groups. We are all working together to leverage our diverse membership to help tell the story of the importance of the Farm Bill.
Duvall encourages other groups to join the campaign.
We welcome and encourage others to join us, from our state farm bureaus to other commodity groups to food banks and environmental groups that recognize the importance of the Farm Bill. Everyone can join us by visiting the website. FarmBillForAmericasFamilies.com.
Again, visit FarmBillForAmericasFamilies.com to learn more. Michael Clements, Washington.
And that's to get your ag news for this Monday, July the 17th, from the Mid-America Ag Network.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today.
Citizen soldiers of the Kansas Army National Guard answer the call whenever their communities need them. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Our doctors treat the sick, our technology specialists keep lines of communication running. We safeguard our country, our state, our communities, and we have a place for you. Your part-time service can make all the difference in the world and at home. Learn more at NationalGuard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Equipment rentals from Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axle Lumber make the job easier if you're a professional or do-it-yourselfer. From power tools to generators, air compressors to nailers and fasteners, concrete tools, scaffolding, and more, rent a Bobcat, dump truck, man lift, ladder, scaffolding, as well as pressure washers, insulation blowers, drywall tools, tile cutters, and more. Rent by the half day, day, weekend, or week. See the entire list online, including pricing, at axtolumber.com or visit either location today.
Keeping track of your goods and services can make or break the farm. Sound inventory methods will save you time and money in the long run on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today. Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Farm operation will have a smooth operating inventory system. This includes goods on hand, but it can also include the costs involved with storage space, handling, and risk and service. It's a balancing act to zero in on the most efficient and profitable amount of inventory to operate with. John Wodehouse is an extension educator at Penn State University and says inventory is a critical component of the balance sheet because it has a value.
So therefore, it is important to count it and to assign it a value and to organize it. So how do we do that? We organize our goods. And goods are any farm product intended for sale. It could be vegetables. It could be hanging baskets. It could be your growing crops, not yet harvested. It could be seeds not yet planted or in inventory. They have a different value than the planted seeds in the field that has yieldable fruit.
Unless you have a mind like a steel trap, you'll need a way to keep track of it all. One of the most popular software systems for managing inventory is QuickBooks, but there are others as well. He explains why you should invest the time and money in a computer program.
What I have found in my research is that inventory is complex and it's way too much for us to remember. That's point blank. And there are so many steps to integrate your inventory value, your ordering process, your pipeline and supply chain management to do it all by memory. But I think the biggest thing that I learned is that inventory trends and benchmarks are relatively simple to see in some of these different apps and softwares.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about inventory management at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's what we're looking at right now. Corn for September, 501 and a quarter. That's down 5 1/4. December corn at 508. That's down 5 3/4. Kansas City wheat for September, 819 and a half. That's down 9 1/2. December Kansas City wheat, 825 and a half. And that's down 8. Oats for September, up a half at 405. December oats at 420. And that's up 3/4 currently. Looking at August soybeans, 1485 and a quarter. That's up 5. September soybeans, 1408. And that's up 8 1/2. Cotton for October, 82.36. Current price, that's down 30 cents. December cotton, 82.35. That's up $1.13. Live cattle for August, 180.50. That's up 32.5 cents. October live cattle, 182.30. And that's down 35 cents. Feeders for August, 248.10. That's up $1.45. September feeders at 250.32 1/2. That's up $1.10. Crude oil for August, 74.18. That's down $1.24. September crude, 74.11. That's down $1.21. Gold for August, 19.57.30. That's down $7.10. October gold, 19.77.90. That's down $5.50. Silver for July, 24.87 1/2. That's down 13 cents. September silver at $25.03 1/2. That's down 15 cents currently. Let's take a look at Wall Street right now. You've got the Dow up 95. S&P is up 14. NASDAQ up 102. So stocks are a little changed as we start this week trading. Let's look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
New Fords are arriving by the truckload, but most dealers are still overcharging. Rusty at Ford wants your business, and we're putting our money where our mouth is. Every new Ford is priced to sell with discounts of up to $10,000 below MSRP. Rusty at Ford has discounts on every new F-150, Expedition, Escape, Edge, Explorer, Bronco Sport, Ranger, and Mach-E below MSRP. Or buy your new Ford from Rusty at Ford with financing as low as 0.9% APR. Inventory is growing and Rusty at Ford is discounting. Buy your new Ford from Rusty at Ford with discounts of up to $10,000 off MSRP. Come see the real difference at Rusty at Ford and RustyEckFord.com. Plus tax and fees, discounts off new Fords in stock. Excludes Bronco, Raptor, and Tremor. Mach-E 23C083, MSRP $77.99. $1,100 discount, $8,900 rebates. Sale price $68.09. 0.9% APR financing for 36 months on select models upon Ford credit approval. Payment of $28.18 per month for 1,000 finance. Offers cannot be combined and subject to prior sale. Expires 7.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Tar spot in corn, a newer disease to Kansas, was discovered in six northeastern Kansas counties last year and was recently spotted again this year. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jeff Wickman. K-State row crop plant pathology specialist Rodrigo Onofre says the tar spot in corn was recently found in Doniphan County.
This disease of corn was reported in Kansas first time last season, late in the season, and it's caused by a fungi called phylloceramides, and it's an obligated pathogen, right? So it requires a living host to live and reproduce, but it also survives in crop residue. And within one season, we can see multiple cycles of tar spot producing more and more lesions, even within one season. And this disease likes that high relative humidity and prolonged leaf wetness associated with water, right? So if you either are irrigating your cornfields or have had lots of rain in the past, that puts you at higher risk if the disease is present.
According to Onofre, tar spot looks like spots of tar on corn. However, it also looks like something else, bug poop.
But when you rub your finger, that doesn't come off. That's like tar spot. When it does not come off, when you're out there looking for that black raised bump lesion, right? That tar or that bumpy lesion in the corn leaf. But again, it looks like bug poop, and I have found lots of bug poop across Kansas. But when you find tar spot, you see that that lesion does not come off.
Tar spot in corn can spread from field to field and can negatively impact yield. In terms of management, Onofre says fungicide application is the only option, but several factors need to be considered.
If you find tar spot in your field, there are research showing that applying at first signs, there will be a return of investment that will pay off, depending on the levels, right? But if you can, what we have to think here to maximize that yield is protecting the crop from VT to R5. So if you go too early, you're just going to be applying, you know, you're not going to hold disease until the end at maturity, right, at physiological maturity. So depending off the levels, if you're around, I would say, V14, VT, getting close to it, and you have high levels of tar spot, for sure, go ahead and get your application out. Then a second application, it will depend off a lot of factors they have to consider. Is tar spot moving? Is tar spot still active? What's the weather? How close am I from R5? But if you still have movement of tar spot, you might consider applying a second round around that R2, R3. It would be the best scenario.
That's K-State row crop plant pathology specialist Rodrigo Onofre with information on identifying and managing tar spot in corn. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
KNDY.
This is Susie Latta with K-State Research and Extension here in Marshall County. We really hope all of you come down to the Marshall County Fair July 13th through the 18th down in Blue Rapids. Hope to see you there so you can celebrate these accomplishments of these awesome 4-H'ers from all over Marshall County.
Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank. With the century of experience, you know you can count on us for convenient banking and personal service for people you know and trust. With extended hours and online banking for all your financial needs. Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank.
My name is Alice Hyman with the Still Busy Bees 4-H Club. I've been in 4-H for 6 years. This year I am showing beef, and my favorite part of the fair is getting snow cones.
Hi, my name is Leo Hyman, and I am a part of the Still Busy Bees 4-H Club. I've been doing 4-H for 4 years, and this year I am showing 2 dairy and 1 beef, and the best part about the fair is walking backwards with my animals.
At Galloway Wiegers in Brenniger, we're about building relationships, one client and one issue at a time. I'm Jason Brenniger, and I invite you to visit with me for any legal services you might have, including probate, estate planning, and trust administration. Advanced planning has countless advantages to your family, including greater control and disposition of your assets and tax issues that might come up. Call for a no-obligation appointment today, check us out on our Facebook page, or at gwblaw.net.
Free CPA in Marysville has built a heritage of trust and reliability with your accounting, tax, and business advisory needs through the years. Certified public accountant Marcus Fries, with over 25 years of experience, and his staff continue that tradition of outstanding service to you, the customer, each and every day. Free CPA, downtown Marysville.
Friendly, personalized service to meet your banking needs. That's the standard at First National Bank, Frankfort.
My community bank has responded to the changes needed to keep my money safe and secure. They've switched to cards with the latest technology, which is safer and more secure than before. My community bank provides safety and security while staying on top of the latest banking trends.
Let First National Bank's brand of banking be responsive to your needs. First National Bank, Frankfort, proud to be your community bank. Member FDIC.
The Pawnee County Fair is just around the corner, and Alfea invites everyone to come out July 17th through the 23rd. Don't miss the 4-H and FFA events and exhibits, great food, the tractor pulls, and much more. From everyone at Alfea in Pawnee City, the number one leader in pet food manufacturing.
My name is Darren Bankendorf with the Bremen Hustlers 4-H Club. I've been in 4-H for 2 years. This year, for fair, I am showing Legos, dog, and photography. My favorite part of the fair is showing my dogs. I hope to see everyone at the Marshall County Fair July 13th through 18th.
Hi, my name is Bristol Swearingen, and I am part of the Balderson Boosters 4-H Club. I've been in 4-H for 5 years, and this year I'm showing a horse, one meat goat, two pigs, and a cow-calf pair. The best part about going to the fair is showing my cow.
Northeast Kansas' original country station, touching eight decades, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.